This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. A key part of the Obama administration's new federal health care legislation is starting new online insurance exchanges, where consumers can get coverage from private companies competing for their business. Those exchanges are supposed to go live on October 1st, but it looks like there's a problem. The Wall Street Journal reports computer systems for these exchanges aren't calculating customer rates correctly. Christopher Weaver reported this story. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So describe the problem for me here.
So on October 1st, people are supposed to be able to start enrolling in health plans, and they'll do this through online marketplaces called exchanges. The problem is that this turns out to be a significant technological feat, and there's still big problems with how this software displays prices. Essentially, if it were to go live now, it would show the wrong prices to pay for coverage.
Do we have a sense of what the tech issue is here? I mean, is this just a calculation problem in the computer systems, or do we even know?
It's a portion of the software that essentially links consumers who are looking at this thing through their web browser to health plans. And this particular part of the software is supposed to use things like the rates that insurers set for a given health plan and a person's income. And somehow, as the software tries to do that calculation to figure out how much of their policy would be subsidized by the federal government, it's not getting the right answer.
How many people might this impact?
There's 36 states that will be using this software that's being developed by the federal government. About 32 million uninsured people live in those states, but only a fraction of them are supposed to sign up in the next few months or even the next year.
Do we have a sense of when this might get fixed, and if it doesn't, how big of a problem it's going to be?
So there's a huge push in the government and amongst insurers to figure this out before October 1st. People are working around the clock. But there's also a sense of panic because time is running out. And, you know, insurers in particular are worried that if they don't get this ironed out in time, people could have a bad initial experience and maybe not come back. And they need those customers for their growth.
Christopher Weaver is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Christopher, thank you very much.
My pleasure.